It's 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump says his former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn is right to ask for immunity in exchange for his testimony about Russia. Mr. Trump tweeted this morning saying, quote, Mike Flynn should ask for immunity in that this is a witch hunt excuse for big election loss by media and Dems of historic proportion.
General Flynn's lawyers putting it in a statement this way, saying General Flynn certainly has a story to tell and he wants to tell it should the circumstances permit. Then going on to say no reasonable person who has the benefit of advice from counsel would submit to questioning in such a highly politicized witch hunt environment without assurances against unfair prosecution.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. A major thoroughfare through Metro Atlanta is shut down today because of a huge fire last night that caused a partial bridge collapse.
To my knowledge, we have not had any injuries. Avoid the area if at all possible.
Georgia Governor Nathan Deal urging caution after a massive fire triggered the collapse of a section of freeway along the interstate in Atlanta. The blaze erupting underneath an elevated section of I-85 northbound. At around 7 p.m., support structures finally gave way to the intense heat.
There were large chunks of concrete starting to come down.
Firefighters pulling back to safe ground just minutes before the collapse. I'm Reed Binion.
Montgomery County Police are looking into whether the two teenagers charged in the Rockville High School rape case are also members of the MS-13 gang.
Pictures found on the phones of 17-year-old Jose Montano and 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Millan show them flashing gang signs, according to prosecutors. Andrew Jezik represents Millan.
My client completely denies being associated with a gang.
Jezik admits he hasn't seen the photos.
Kids these days flash a lot of different signs, which can have many different interpretations.
A preliminary hearing scheduled for Montano this morning is expected to be postponed until next Friday. Millan has one April 14th. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is asking President Trump to give the city land now controlled by the National Park Service. Bowser is calling on Mr. Trump to return to the city control of the RFK Stadium site, Franklin Park in downtown Washington, and the city's three public golf courses. Bowser's letter to the president says transferring those properties to the city would allow for the sort of infrastructure investment that the president has promised. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has signed emergency legislation creating a new commission to oversee metro safety. Federal officials said last month they would withhold millions of federal transportation dollars from Maryland, as well as D.C. and Virginia, until all three created an independent metro safety panel. All have now done so. North Carolina lawmakers have repealed the state's controversial bathroom bill, but LGBT advocates are angry about the compromise.
Governor Roy Cooper said the repeal lifts a dark cloud that hung over North Carolina.
It has stained our reputation. It has discriminated against our people.
Chris Groh of Equality NC blasted the compromise bill.
This doesn't repair the image or the status of LGBT North Carolinians.
A clause bars local municipalities from enacting their own anti-discrimination measures through 2020.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,728, the Nasdaq at 59.14. Sports, the Wizards are in Utah tonight. The Caps are in Arizona. Exhibition baseball, the Nationals and Orioles both end their Florida schedules with losses. The Nationals open the regular season Monday at home against Miami. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news.
The sanctuary cities have to end.
The inside story.
All of our citizens have the right to live in safety and peace.
What's the law? What's the right thing to do here?
Breaking news. The inside story. Depend on it. On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, unless you got Genucel. Genucel is the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix, and ladies and gentlemen, you'll have no bags and puffiness under the eyes with Genucel. Listen to Susan from New Jersey. She wrote, I've been using Genucel for a couple of months, and the puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. It's not just you, Susan. I love it, too. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I guarantee it. And right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. Call now, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Order now, and Chamonix is going to upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time only. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a busy morning with the weather conditions, so plan for the extra time, please, and safety on the trip into Annapolis. It has been a tough one, but the long-standing crash now cleared. In on 50 as you approach the Severn River Bridge. All lanes have been reopened. Now it's about trying to clear out all these delays and the big bailout traffic, too, over to St. Margaret's Road. Let's go on to Route 5, northbound Branch Avenue, as you come up to Allentown Road before the Beltway, still with accident cleanup there. On the George Washington Parkway, that has been a tough morning. Northbound multi-car crash right near Reagan National Airport, still a bit of activity. Now, into Centerville, 66 slows in each direction. Eastbound to the exit for 28 Centerville, crash to the shoulder, and northbound 28 near Westfields Boulevard for the incident. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers around this morning, and we'll increase the coverage and intensity as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. Some heavier rainfall, some gusty winds with some storms. May even pop a severe storm, but not a wide severe weather threat. Mid-60s rain early tonight, showers later, upper 40s. Then the sunshine comes out for the upcoming weekend, low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Arlington, 40 in Olney, 49 degrees in Washington. With no bail in sight, a Rockville High School rape suspect is back in court today. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now. Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this rainy Friday morning.
Yep.
And Brian, one of the things that drives me absolutely, well, there are a lot of things that drive me crazy, and I know this is something that you and I actually have in common.
And increasingly, it's turning out to be me, but that's all right.
Well, I wasn't going to air our dirty laundry on the air, Brian, but if that's where you want to go on a Friday, fine. No, you know, people, because we both do a lot of driving. When I'm trying to get somewhere, and there's two things here that drive me crazy. The people who drive in the left-hand lane drive me nuts.
Right.
Because I think they drive everybody crazy. But what bothers me even more are the people who drive in the middle, and not only are they not doing the speed limit, but they're going a little bit below. And then they're usually the anxious drivers. They want to have a lot of room to maneuver.
Right.
So they drive in the middle lane. So now you not only have to pass them on the left, but inevitably you try to pass them on the left. And there's someone in the left-hand lane who's doing 1 mile over the speed limit.
Yeah.
1 mile. And between the two of them, you can't go. So you have to go over two lanes to get into the far right-hand lane to go around both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what causes problems. And I look at today, and I'm willing to bet there's going to be an accident somewhere along the line today. It's going to be a terrible accident. And it's going to be because someone is in the left-hand lane driving super slowly, and someone is in the middle lane who is going slower than they are, and you can't get around. And it drives me absolutely nuts. And you, at least, have a big urban assault vehicle, so you can just go over them.
Yes, I try not to do that, but it is maddening when you run into these people who are driving too slow in the left lane,
yeah.
and they, you know, it is against the law, but it seems that the law is so rarely enforced, and that would change under one piece of legislation that's being proposed by Frederick County Delegate William Folden of Maryland, who says, look, it's time for this to be an official a crackdown. We need to have a firmer law about this, and we need to make sure that the law is enforced. He's proposing a piece of legislation in the House of Delegates in the state of Maryland, and it has passed there apparently, and now awaits a vote in the Senate. And this is one of those issues where it really matters. Joining us now on the line is Maryland Delegate William Folden.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. So we know that driving in the left-hand lane is, you know, it's not supposed to be the lane you sit in. How does this law change that, since we already know that that's something that you can get ticketed for?
Oh, well, actually, in the state of Maryland, you can't be ticketed for driving in the left lane.
You cannot. So there you go. So it will now allow police officers to ticket people who sit in the passing lane.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. We're not looking to make another revenue source for the state of Maryland. This is simply looking to gain voluntary compliance from the motoring public in the state of Maryland. That is one of five states that have weak or no law, enforceable law, about left lane drivers. And the other states, now mind you, Maryland has the second worst traffic congestion in the country, but there's 39 other states that have some form of this law. Maryland's one of five that do not. The other four are Alaska, South Dakota, North Carolina, and Puerto Rico. So I'm not sure, I'm just kind of thinking outside the box here, but I'm pretty sure those states don't have similar traffic patterns like we have. So I don't know what our problem is or why we're so slow to get to this.
All right, so your measure, how did it do in the House?
The measure, it was definitely a hotly debated issue on the House floor, and it passed 73-66.
Really? 73? Well, that was a lot closer than I thought it would be. What are the chances now in the Maryland Senate?
I mean, I think we had our hearing yesterday at 1 o'clock. There was a lot of good dialogue about it, a lot of good Q&A. There's interest in it, which is good. There's always going to be hesitation on some members' part about, you know, what this means for as far as giving law enforcement another tool. And, you know, in our current age that we live in, unfortunately, we seem to be a little more reluctant to give law enforcement the measures or tools they need to facilitate, in this instance, a better, more fluid traffic pattern. Because this isn't about anything other than encouraging driver courtesy. We're all taught in driver's ed, hey, the left lane's for passing, you know, and then move back over. You pass to the left, move back over. But it's never been an enforceable standard in the state of Maryland. And we've all seen it where this causes bottlenecks in traffic where two people or several cars will just stay side by side at the lower end. And the speed limit, if we're being honest with each other, it's become more or less a guide. The only time it's a hard, fast number is when you've gone so far above it that you've been stopped by a police officer.
Right.
That's a hard, fast number because it's on your citation.
And I should mention, you are a former sheriff deputy and a former police officer before you made the move into politics. And I'm sort of curious as to how you think, from a law enforcement standpoint, will it be enforced? Is it something, like you said, you're not really looking for a lot of tickets to be written, just hope that the presence of the law causes people to do the right thing? Or do you think that the police will actually get out there and try to enforce this law?
Well, actually, let me just be sure that we're clear on this. I'm still a police officer.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Legislature. So I'm the only active police officer in our legislature.
Yeah.
This would minimize the bottlenecking. Again, the best thing about this bill is that there would be signs posted up along the shoulders of the roadway, like when I went to Texas last summer with my wife, and it said on the shoulder of the roadway, there were signings that said, left lane passing only. And only was underlined. You know, and that's what we in police work call a clue. So I probably shouldn't be hanging out in that left lane.
Right.
Unless I'm passing someone. And then I can simply move back over. And it didn't matter where I was. I didn't have to be from Texas. The sign was very clear. And the message was clear. And again, this lowers driver frustration. This is, you know, it lowers aggressive driving behavior. So we don't have drivers darting across two lanes because they're frustrated and then darting back across two lanes and as close as they can to that slower driver because, you know, I'm going to show that person that was in the way, you know, that I'm upset with them, and, you know, thereby lowering incidents of road rage. I mean, Frederick County just had a road rage incident 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, that resulted in a shooting.
Was it involved with something like this?
It was where they were jockeying around and doing this type of effect, yes, sir.
All right.
See, I drive in many states where this is the law, and I don't see enforcement of it. I don't know anyone who has ever been ticketed for hanging out in the left-hand lane. Now, I have seen on some state roads, state troopers come barreling down the left-hand lane, and they are just clearing everybody out. They just clear everybody out of that left-hand lane. They get behind somebody, and they put their lights on, and they clear them out. And then when you can't see the cop anymore, the exact same suspects get right back into the left-hand lane. So I don't know.
They probably have Maryland tags on.
Well, but how do you enforce it?
Yeah, well, how do you enforce it in a place on a roadway like I-270 or on the Beltway?
And that's really another issue in and of itself. I mean, Maryland doesn't have the money to be dumping into the infrastructure to add extra lanes. So we've got to kind of think outside the box to find better ways to encourage driver courtesy as well as a more fluid traffic pattern. So that's what this bill does. It simply allows for a more, you know, encouraging driver, courteous drivers, or a more courteous behavior to get back to what we were taught at driver's ed, which was to move back over.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this isn't something where you're going to see somebody running radar in the middle of the lane, and then they're going to be like, oh, that car is going perfectly the speed limit, and then look at all those cars behind them. Well, they should, that person needs to be cited. That's not the intent of this bill at all. This bill would be, if we see a large volume of traffic and there's a large bottlenecking in the one area, this would be something of, you know, the signage is really the key point, that it's a reminder out there. But it gives some type of teeth that we currently don't have. We teach it in driver's ed, but we don't have teeth. And again, this is like many of our laws in our traffic books. A lot of them don't get enforced, but they're meant for voluntary compliance. They're there so that people will at least have the reminders and understand that, you know what, I can be stopped for this, impeding the normal and prudent flow of traffic, even if it's slightly above the speed limit. So maybe I should just be a little more courteous and move to the right to allow others to go by. And they go by at their own peril, because I'm pretty sure about, I don't know about you guys, but when I went through elementary school, we had hall monitors that had their little, the little shafts.
I was one.
Okay, well, those were clearly the cool kids then. So, and then what happens is, those kids were the ones that told you to slow down the hallway. Well, we're adults now, and we're driving vehicles that are 3,200 pounds or more. We don't need someone sitting there regulating the speed limit on their own accord. We have laws for that. We have law enforcement for that. We live in a hyper-changing environment where people are busy with multiple other things at the same time. And, you know, this is really just another tool to kind of give some teeth to it, right, give us some merit, but bring on awareness that, you know what, move over. And then the hopeful, the other part of this would be, is that it would bleed over into the two-lane roadways, because this would only be enforceable on three-lane roadways or wider.
All right. But, well, listen, we wish you good luck. I mean, one thing we know from talking to people on this radio station from time to time is this is a big issue with a lot of people. That's a Maryland delegate, William Folden, also an active police officer. It is now 8:16 on WML. Let's get our traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I would love to see how that works. That would be good. All right, let's take you in from the west on 66. Jam through Manassas to the exit for 28 Centerville, but I still see the accident activity on the right shoulder, so we're all focused on those flashing lights. But your lanes are open. Lanes are also open if you're pushing up towards Chantilly. Still slow, but improving. Northbound 28, the crash past Westfields Boulevard. George Washington Parkway, been talking about you all morning, out of Old Town Alexandria. Jam to Reagan National Airport, northbound due to the multi-car crash. Cleanup continuing. And into Annapolis, all lanes reopen inbound 50 near the Severn River Bridge, but big delays extend. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, look, it's going to be rainy today. Scattered showers, thunderstorms the rest of the day. A few storms could be severe. Heavy rain and gusty winds are the main threat. 1 to 2 inches before it's all said and done. A high of 64. Tonight, the rain will continue early, but then will start to diminish. The overnight low is 49. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun. Breezy, 61. Sunday looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day. A lot of sunshine. Temperatures in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It is now 8:18 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Thursday in Greenbelt. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
I look the steps so deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more.
Well, you've heard of Beyonce. I mean, you know, everybody loves Beyonce. Oh, no. Listen, let me just give you a warning. Program director Bill Hess has a standing order here that we can never say anything bad about Beyonce. So we always say nice things about Beyonce. But there is a tribute to Beyonce, and it is being called Breyonce. Brie, as in Brie cheese.
Oh, no.
It is a cheese sculpture of Beyonce, 45 pounds. It was made for the East Village Cheese and Wine Festival, which is held each year in London. And it is basically an image or a likeness of Beyonce in full pregnancy mode. And it's made out of cheddar cheese. Not Brie, but cheddar cheese.
Well, I find that horribly misleading, because I love me some brie,
well,
especially triple cream. Cheddar, it's a lesser cheese.
Here's the problem.
Why?
I mean, Beyonce is sort of having some fun with the idea that it's cheese, even though it's not technically brie. But here's the other problem with that. Of course, everybody knows that you can't carve brie.
Well, you can sculpt it and mold it, though. You can get in there like putty and I suppose,
but really they're looking for a harder cheese that they can carve with their carving tools. Now, joining us here, as if on cue, is program director Bill Hess, who speaks highly of all things having to do with Beyonce.
And cheese.
We need you. Yes, I know. You're a lover both of Beyonce and cheese. So is this a tribute? Or do you find fault with this idea that cheese is being used to pay homage to Beyonce?
Well, as a fan of Beyonce and as a fan of cheese, I can't see what the downside is here.
So I
saw the picture.
Well, now that you've
I'd like
seen
to revise my remarks. That's quite the
you
thing,
see, that's,
isn't it?
That's the picture that she put out when she was talking about her pregnancy, the picture of her in a very pregnant stage, exposing her full motherhood there.
And other things.
And other things,
It's a 45-pound cheesy behemoth.
Well,
that's
again,
what they're calling it. I didn't call it. That's not my words.
I think that, you know, if this artist likes to work in cheese and that's how he chooses to pay homage to Queen Bey, I think that's fine.
All right.
Are they offering any kind of bidding on this? Because this could be a really good present to buy us
to cuddle favor with the boss. But at the end of the festival, they eat it.
Don't leave it out in the sun.
That's right.
This reminds me of
what you see at the fairs with the butter cows.
Butter.
Cows made of butter.
Did you just call Beyonce?
No, I'm not.
A cow?
No.
He called her a butter cow. I think you're right, boss. Anything he says is right. You called her a butter cow.
Okay, we're going to.
Monday morning, Marianne. Well, we'll see right here on.
With Bill and Mary. All right. Thank you very much, Bill. Go away now. Would you please?
And lots of Beyonce music.
Here's some other news for you that has to do with food. McDonald's Quarter Pounders. You know, everybody goes to McDonald's and get the Quarter Pounder. Well, guess what? They're going to start making the Quarter Pounder with actual fresh beef patties, not the frozen patties that you get with the other McDonald's burger, but the actual fresh beef. And that will start in mid-2018 in most of its U.S. restaurants. Now, the old, you know, the other hamburgers are going to have frozen patties.
Am I the only one who finds this like saying, hey, now our rolls aren't stale? It's just like the worst advertising campaign ever, right?
When you have things like, you know, the Five Guys. You know, and others that are using the fresh beef, they're losing market share. And apparently those who've tried these things in test results say they're fantastic. 822 on WMAL.
For handmade Oriental rugs at a fraction of retail, this is it. After three generations in business, Persico Oriental Rugs is closing forever. Why pay retail when you can save 60 to 70% on all handmade rugs, new and antique, all sizes, 2x3s to palace sizes, all 60 to 70% off. Now at Persico Oriental Rugs, 303 Mill Street, Vienna, Virginia, just off Maple Avenue. Call 703-281-3838. That's 703-281-3838.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. We small business owners love dealing with payroll regulations and compliance issues. It's fun, exciting, adventuresome. And when we miscalculate and underpay our payroll taxes, well, the enjoyment we experience is nearly as much fun as gargling with razor blades. I mean, what's not to love? Well, small business owners, I'm sorry to report that my fifth company, Patriot Software, is going to deprive you of that payroll joy forevermore. It looks like you'll have to spend your weekends doing something other than cleaning up your payroll errors. We provide free setup, free support, guaranteed accuracy, and our payroll starts at just $10 a month. Plus, if you want us to deposit and file your payroll taxes for you, we can do that too. Just go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. He needed team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax, they know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1288. 800-908-1288. 800-908-1288.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When you buy from Tedbridge Ford, you get life. Tedbridge for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. It doesn't end after 10 years. It doesn't end after 100,000 miles. It never ends. Drive a new 2016 Ford F-150 for up to $12,000 off MSRP. And only Tedbridge gives you their exclusive Tedbridge for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Tedbridge.com.
Secret number 61961 with approved credit plus tax, tag, and title. $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply at all to dealer. Must take delivery by 3/31/17. See dealer details.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 2 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Out of Old Town Alexandria, no surprise, it's still slow. Northbound side, George Washington Parkway, still with crash cleanup at last check near Reagan National Airport. Had several vehicles involved in that one. Getting to the 11th Street Bridge, well, your lineup as you leave Oxon Hill pretty much right off the Beltway for 295 past the Naval Research Lab. Again, that extends onto the freeway. Heavy each direction on the freeway. North on 5, Branch Avenue before you get to Allentown Road. That's before the Beltway for accident cleanup. Accident's gone. Heading into Annapolis, but the delays remain. And on 50 before the Severn River Bridge, you will find all of your travel lanes open. No problems as far as incidents to report heading out of Laurel down to the Beltway on both 95 and the BW Parkway. Update is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm announces a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get savings of a lifetime, like up to 70% off famous name brand mattresses. Only at Mattress Firm. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Continuing, we see scattered showers, the occasional thunderstorm coming in. Second part of the day, a marginal risk for maybe a severe storm or two. Mid-60s, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees, 827 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. So let's give you the latest on Neil Gorsuch. A couple of developments yesterday. Heidi Heitkamp. Senator Heidi Heitkamp. I love a name with a little
name.
Yeah. And Joe Manchin from West Virginia have let it be known that they intend to vote in favor of the Neil Gorsuch nomination. So that means that you now have, what, 52 Republicans, and we assume all of the Republicans are going to vote for it. That gives you 54 votes. Those people, if they're voting yes, then they probably will also vote to go ahead and invoke cloture, so you won't, you know, they would be against the idea of a filibuster. We know Patrick Leahy, who is going to vote against Neil Gorsuch, but says he's not inclined to be involved in calling for a filibuster. So that would be 53. What you need is five more Democrats to say either they're going to vote for Gorsuch or that they're going to vote to move to a vote. In other words, not filibuster. And you would be at the 60 threshold. Now, I thought, well, that's not unattainable, because you can easily say, if you're a Democrat and you're under a lot of pressure, you can say, well, I'm not going to vote for him, but I think he deserves an up or down vote, and that gets you past the filibuster and to the simple majority vote. But I got to tell you, Chuck Grassley, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says he thinks right now, the way it looks, they are short of the 60 votes needed, and there would either be a filibuster or the nuclear option. So ready, folks.
All I'm going to say is all of this polling and guessing shows we learned absolutely nothing from all the polling and guessing in the presidential election.
That's right. It's 8:28 on WMAL.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
The good news? Our business is growing. The bad news? We have to hire again.
The searching.
Where do we look?
What if we hire the wrong person?
Actually, we could use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter?
ZipRecruiter makes hiring fast and easy. With one click, our job would be posted to 200 leading job sites.
But are the candidates any good?
You bet. As soon as we post our job, ZipRecruiter starts identifying the best matches and notifies them to apply, all within minutes. well?
All right. Yeah.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates fast with ZipRecruiter. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by hundreds of thousands of businesses in a variety of industries nationwide. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Coming up in just a moment, an interesting story about how someone found out that their significant other was cheating on them. You're not going to believe this one. 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Georgia's top transportation official says there's no way to tell when I-85 in the Atlanta area can reopen. An I-85 overpass collapsed last night during a massive fire. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal told reporters,
"It's going to take some time to get it repaired and get it back in service. So in the meantime, there will be instructions coming forth from the Department of Transportation as to alternate routes."
Interstate 85 is a major north-south thoroughfare through Atlanta. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is ready to testify before the House and Senate Intelligence Committees once he gets immunity, his lawyer says.
Flynn's lawyer saying discussions with both House and Senate committees have taken place, but so far the offer has not been accepted. The Trump administration is already battling allegations of collusion amid probes in both the House and Senate about Russia's meddling in the U.S. election. The White House declining to comment about the Flynn news.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is pushing NATO allies to open their wallets. Tillerson told reporters in Brussels today that all members of the alliance need to meet their commitment to spend 2% of their GDP on defense.
The Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived here talking about the need to give NATO the resources it needs, working together, and talking about countering Russian aggression in Ukraine and Eastern Europe, which the ministers are going to speak about during their day today.
Correspondent Elise Labatt. A 17-year-old charged with raping a 14-year-old girl in a Rockville High School bathroom is heading back to court in a couple of hours. Jose Montano is scheduled to appear at a preliminary hearing, although indications are his lawyer will ask for a continuance. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,728, the Nasdaq at 59.14. Sports, the Wizards are in Utah tonight. The Caps visit the Coyotes in Arizona. TCU has won college basketball's NIT championship, and the Nats and O's both wrap up their Florida exhibition schedules with a loss. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry here for EMP-180 Weight loss. It's time to march into summer. I know, it's 3 months away, but now's the time to get that body going. There's enough time to make a significant change. I have a crazy schedule, just like you, and I like to go out just like you, and I'm telling you, it's worth it. Find the time. When I jumped on EMP, they had me stand on this futuristic-looking scale that calculated my body composition numbers. From those numbers, we laid out a weekly plan and set goals. Well, after less than 3 months, I'm getting close to my next goal, my 35-pound goal. Do you have any idea what 35 pounds lighter looks like, feels like? It's significant. It's huge. How many pounds could you stand to lose? You really don't know until EMP runs your numbers. Get in now, today. Follow the plan, and by summer, you'll be saying, wow, like I am. The time is now, my friends. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code RADIO, that's promo code RADIO, and get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and licensure information.
Instead of cleaning out your closets and the garage this spring, clean out something that will really make a difference. Offload that timeshare, the one you've been paying increasing maintenance fees for year after year, the one you can't even afford to go to. Timeshare Exit Team are the people I trust to get you out, to remove that financial burden from your life once and for all. Timeshare Exit Team will get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. Visit Timeshare Exit Team, timeshareexitteam.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a tough morning for many. Remember, if your wipers are on, so are your lights, and that's so others can see you. Northbound Route 5 Branch Avenue still bunched up as you try to get past Kirby Road, heading toward Allentown Road, the scene of the crash. Also, trying to clear the delays, even though the accident heading into Annapolis is gone. In on 50 before the Severn River Bridge, the lingering volume continues. Had a lot of bailout traffic over to St. Margaret's Road as well, so plan for that, please. No problems as far as incidents currently reported coming out of Germantown on 270 and down to the Beltway, but a lot of volume. And the George Washington Parkway, that has been a difficult morning. Multi-car crash cleanup was continuing. Northbound GW Parkway across from Reagan National Airport. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get through the rain today. Scattered areas of showers, thunder showers, even some drizzle around this morning when it's not raining harder. This afternoon, some of these thunderstorms may have a little pop to them. Not expecting widespread severe weather. 64. Tonight, rain tapers off as showers. 49. Then we get the sunshine tomorrow, but still some clouds around. 61. Plenty of sun on Sunday, mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Chantilly, 44 in Waldorf, 45 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
You can't hide your
lying. Well, this may be a sad story to end a Friday on, but it could also possibly...
I think it's hilarious.
This may be... Well, because it didn't happen to you, it's hilarious. But I think many of us can relate to this. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. We've all been cheated on. I want to know how you found out. How did you find out you were being cheated on? Because let me tell you the story of one young woman named Bree.
Yeah.
Bree has a boyfriend, or shall I say, had a boyfriend. And she had stayed over at his apartment, and they said goodbye in the morning. He had to go to New York to see his mother, who was in the hospital. She watched him pack his luggage, put it in the car. He got in his car, she got in hers, and he drove off like he was going to the airport. Now, Bree told this entire story on Twitter in 140-character segments.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of patience.
Right.
So he off he goes. Bye. Go see your mom.
Yeah.
He's in New York.
See you, honey. Bye.
Right, see you. Mom's in the hospital. So then Bree drives for Uber.
Okay.
So this is a very modern story. Bree gets a notification from Uber telling her to collect a passenger at the airport. Passenger, she picks her up at the airport. It's a woman, and she puts the address into the GPS. And Bree says she and the woman started chatting, and they're listening to music. And this woman's telling Bree, she said she's here to visit her boyfriend, and she's so excited. She hasn't seen him in forever. And I'm relating because I'm like, yeah, my man just left town. Anyway, fast forward to us pulling up to the gate at the apartment complex, and I'm like, oh, my boyfriend lives here too. So as they drove through the complex, they're counting the building numbers. She says, my stomach starts to drop as we get closer to a familiar building, and I see his car outside. And needless to say, all hell broke loose when the boyfriend comes out of the building, and I can't even...
Our passenger.
Right. So all hell breaks loose. The boyfriend steps out of the building to meet the passenger, who... is in her car. And she says, his butt come out the house ready to assist with luggage, and the devil rose up out of me like, you are dead right now. And then the last week, he run.
he run.
She wrote that she jumped out of her car. She chased him down, getting to him before he could get to the safety of his apartment lobby. And then she apparently started a swing at him. He was gone. Leave her outside with me, too. So sad. At that point, the other woman waded into the fray to protect our man and tried to hit Bree.
Oh, man.
The whole thing turns into an episode from Maury. The other woman started attacking Bree. The boyfriend tries to separate them until Bree just said, you know what, you can have them. And she drove off with the woman's luggage still in her trunk. She willing to wear the same outfit for God knows how long to protect her man. This is the reason I now have new luggage.
So tell me, I'm just curious, there's one missing fact in all of this. The lady who was taken from the airport to her boyfriend's
house, apartment, yeah.
Obviously wrote in the Uber, and at the end of an Uber experience, you're supposed to rate your Uber ride. So I wonder how this one got rated. And I wonder what happened when she realized, in all of the chaos, that she drove off with the woman's luggage.
Well, she did tweet out several photos of her wearing the other woman's clothing.
Oh, my God!
And her glasses.
This is probably the end of her relationship with Uber as well, I'm imagining.
No. She said that she was going to give it away to a charity. And instead, she actually turned everything over to the cops. She called the police. And she said, there is a police report filed. I told them because she has no proof that I have her things. But she did tweet out pictures of her having her things.
Oh, my gosh.
So the other woman has not pressed any charges. She only opened a complaint. She said she can't press charges against me. She charged at me first. That a complex has heavy cameras to see that. So, but, yeah, she is not allowed. The other woman gave her a one-star rating.
Yeah. So now,
she has a one-star rating now. However, I would pay extra to ride with this woman just to hear her tell me the
story. Tell the story. Right? That's right.
I want to ride with Bree because I think she'd be hilarious.
Now, you asked the question earlier, you know, you say everybody's been cheated on. Do you have a story like that?
Do I have it? Not like this.
Well, any kind of story.
No, of course. Everybody gets cheated on somewhere along the line. And gentlemen, by the way, 888-630-9625. I will tell you something that every woman knows. When you are trying to hide something, you always hide it in your underwear / sock drawer. Always. It must be something inherent in your gene, in the male gene, that you always hide it in the underwear and or sock drawer. And every woman knows this. We all know it. Mm-hmm. So when we think, because men are awful cheaters, you're terrible at it. You're just bad at it. And
why are you looking at me?
Mike, why are you looking at him? No, men are just terrible, horrible cheaters. You get lazy, you slip up, and you make these elaborate excuses and everything that eventually, like packing the car, I'm going to visit my mother who's sick in the hospital, and packing the car and driving off. How did he not expect this to backfire just fantastically at some point in the game?
Yeah. I mean, but talk about the unfortunate luck for that guy.
I mean,
everything aligned. You'd have to say, if you don't believe in karma, that was karma.
Absolutely. 888-630-9625. How did you find out that you were being tweeted on? Look at Brian's story.
I got no story.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No,
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I was just going to say, it is 843 on WMAL.
Giancarlo Stanton.
There's the big swing.
The Nats' first test is a big one. Max Scherzer. And to start a big test,
big swing and a miss.
You call him the best. The hard hitter versus the hardware. Catch everything. Nationals Marlins. Opening day is Monday at noon on Messing.
It's Brian Wilson here with a recommendation. If you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of Remax Allegiance. Ask anyone who's met Frank Prindle, they'll tell you you've just met your next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prendle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prendle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com. It is now 8:45, time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian. Well, we know the weather's not going to be great all day. Right. So when you make your travels out there, remember, if your wipers are on, so are your headlights, so others can see you. And we do have a lot of that road spray out there. Accidents continue. First, let's begin on to 395 southbound in Sherlington. Crash to the shoulder. Northbound as you come off of 95. I see very little break still that entire trip to get into town over the 14th Street Bridge. It has been a long haul. Everyone trying to get out of Old Town Alexandria. Longstanding crash northbound GW Parkway near Reagan National. That was still along the left side at last check. We had four cars involved. One was on its side. Northbound Route 1 takes a lot of the heavy bailout traffic pushing up past the Potomac Garden into Crystal City, so plan in that stretch too. Now, Route 5, seeing some improvement. Maryland, northbound 5 before Allentown Road had the crash. Should be on the shoulder now. And the trip on 270 southbound in Urbana, heavy. Police say it's just been about the volume there. Gaithersburg into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get through the rain today. Scattered areas of showers, thunder showers, even some drizzle around this morning when it's not raining harder. This afternoon, some of these thunderstorms may have a little pop to them. Not expecting widespread severe weather. 64. Tonight, rain tapers off as showers. 49. Then we get the sunshine tomorrow. But still some clouds around. 61. Plenty of sun on Sunday, mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 845 on WMAL.
888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. So a young woman named Bree told her tale of woe on Twitter, which I'm impressed because it's 140 characters at a pop, so she's got the patience of Job, about how she found out that her boyfriend was cheating on her because she drove his girlfriend, apparently, to his apartment because she's also an Uber driver. Dude, don't buy a lottery ticket. Do not buy a lottery ticket, dude.
That's an incredible stroke of bad luck.
You have no luck. Vanessa in Alexandria, you are on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Good morning, Vanessa. How'd you find out?
Hi. I showed up at my boyfriend's house, who I suspected was cheating, and on a Sunday morning to deliver a birthday gift for him. So not only did the son look suspicious, but he kept looking towards the bedroom. So I decided to go in and ask for a cup of water. While my boyfriend left the front door to get the water, I just walked on in and found not only the girlfriend sleeping over in his T-shirt, but the kids were there as well.
Oh, my.
So they knew. So the kids knew.
I don't know what they thought I was to him or she was, but it was just a really bad situation. So I just left and I said, you can have him. I'm done. And he has the audacity to chase me out the door, calling me names.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it gets worse. He jumps into my car and tried to say that I hit him and keyed my car. So, of course, I have to then, before I go to church, go file a police report. So in the event that he tries to prosecute me for allegedly hitting him.
Oh, my.
And the guy was just psychotic. He did it for like 4 years, so I finally said, That's it. Done.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. What bothers me about your story, Vanessa, thank you so much for sharing that. Have a great weekend. What bothers me about that is when there are kids involved, you don't bring people home unless you are super, super serious about them. I'm a huge believer in that.
You know, I do have one story to share, and I don't think I've ever told this
story. I knew there was
a story. So I'm a very young man. I'm a single man, and I have moved to a new town, to a new job, and one day I get a phone call from an old girlfriend who said, hey, can I come see you? I haven't seen you in a while. Love to drive up and spend the weekend. And I said, why, sure. I wasn't dating anybody at the time. So this person shows up. Had a wonderful weekend. A reunion in all the ways that one can have a reunion with a former girlfriend. And so I wake up the next morning, said former girlfriend is gone. This is the day before. You don't have cell phones these days. So I start trying to figure out how I'm going to, is everything okay? I don't know. She's just gone. And I waited for enough time for her to have gotten back to where she lived. And I called, no answer. Couple, 2 or 3 days, I keep calling. What's going on? You know, what happened? Was it something I said?
I didn't do.
I don't know what it was, but I was trying to figure it out. Finally ended up calling this person's sister, whose number I had. And I said, hey, have you heard from X?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, yeah, she's on her honeymoon.
You drove her to the arms of another man in a sudden marriage?
Apparently she got up that morning, drove back to where she lived, and got married.
So you were a booty call?
I guess.
Oh, my gosh. You were abused, and thrown away like a towel.
I know.
That's you, poor thing.
Thank you
Or was
so
that
much.
Just karma for something else previously in your lifetime? I just always wondered.
I've always wondered, what was the rest of that story?
You never found out?
I never found out.
Oh, I want to know the rest. If you were the woman who did that to Brian, first of all, kudos to you. No, I don't mean that. We'd love to know the rest of the story, young lady.
I wish I had the rest of the story. 850 on WMAL.
The National Mall, ground zero for American politics.
Our country is going down the toilet really fast because our leaders are refusing to listen to us.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I think exactly what the previous caller said.
Where Washington comes to talk.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Is your state prepared for a major disaster? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. On average, one new contagious disease has popped up every year over the last 30 years, but most states are still easily caught off guard. That's according to a new report from Trust for America's Health, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization aimed at preventing epidemics and protecting people. It rated all 50 states, plus Washington, D.C., on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being most prepared. Which states came out ahead? Well, Massachusetts, with a 10 out of 10. Followed by North Carolina and Washington State, each scoring 9s. Alaska and Idaho fared worse, scoring 3 out of 10. So how can we get better? Well, according to the authors, better consistency and coordination of planning, stable funding, and a stronger food safety system. Also, programs to address antibiotic resistance, vaccinations, and climate change. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Okay, this weather's crazy. It's all over the place. But no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud and grime and stuff inside your house. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and my friend Joe Hadid wants to help with a deep-down professional clean for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs. Hadid has developed an expedited cleaning process, which is faster and less expensive. And more great news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every 2 rugs cleaned, get a 3rd rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com or give them a call at 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if you could go for a job without excruciating back pain? What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Ella Gala at Sauna Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect using revolutionary ultrasonic technology. Sauna Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sauna Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at saunaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. Get your run back.
It is 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And finally, at the end of this 8 o'clock hour, the crash northbound GW Parkway, Reagan National Airport, gone. That has been there for hours, and that's why we have such a long line up here. Northbound George Washington Parkway, coming out of Old Town Alexandria and over to Route 1 with the bailout traffic. Leaving Sterling, south on 28, very slow now to get down to the toll road, and inbound on the Greenway slows to get on to southbound 28. Looks like right in that merge area is where we have the crash. On DC 295 northbound, as you come up to the Naval Research Lab, that's one of our latest incidents that breaks up the delays that just beyond that extend. You go onto North Capitol Street or onto the 11th Street Bridge in the freeway. And remember, the ponding, be safe today and keep the speeds down. Update is sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WNAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Showers around this morning, and we'll increase the coverage and intensity as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. Some heavier rainfall, some gusty winds with some storms. They even pop a severe storm, but not a wide severe weather threat. Mid-60s rain early tonight, showers later, upper 40s. Then sunshine comes out for the upcoming weekend, low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. It is now 8:56.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Style. Performance. Superior quality. America's luxury brand. All this from Ted Britt Lincoln. Arrive in style with the new 2017 Lincoln Black Label Continental. And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. Arrive in style. In American-made luxury. Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Finding Relief After Failed Spinal Surgery on Wednesday, April 5th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain, lack of energy, depression, or back and joint pain? Well, now's the time to do something about it today. Listen to this special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing and visit them online for details.
Control your allergies through a natural integrative approach of chiropractic and nutrition from the Roselle Center for Healing. Take advantage of our spring new patient offer for just $125. For details, visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0101 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0101 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 0101.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Well, on Monday, we'll be joined, of course, by Joe DeGeneva. And, by the way, tomorrow, be very, very careful. It's April Fool's Day.
Oh, I thought that's what the show was.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, speaking of April Fool's Day, look, there's Chris Plant.
Oh, so, wow. I thought it was today.
So,
Joe, here, again, since I left yesterday and this hour, gosh, look at all of the wacky things that have happened. Here's an open question.